Trust between police and the public is at a low point, perhaps not seen in a half century. At the center of it all, officer-involved shootings, especially those that involve white cops and people of color. It's one of the main reasons a lot of police now wear body cameras to document everything from this officer-involved shooting in Washington, D.C. on Christmas Day. To this, the shooting of a police officer in Livonia, Georgia.
Shots fired!
At Washington State University, Assistant Professor David Makin is working on a fascinating new technology that would use artificial intelligence to sift thousands of hours of police body cam footage.
A big part of what we want to do is that if you think about this footage, right, we can learn more about these interactions, how they happen. You know, we can reduce risk, right? We can evaluate training. I mean, think about training. We know that the most important decisions are made at the lowest of levels, right? It's that line officer who makes that decision. And right now we throw a lot of training officers, but how do you know if it worked?
Makin's program listens for signs of tension in the body cam footage and points it out to researchers. They're able to listen in on the situation from start to finish, analyzing officer-citizen interactions with an eye toward better training in things like crisis intervention and de-escalation.
We'll be able to help agencies with some automated tools, identify where they might need to focus training, where they might need to focus their risk management program. And that's the power of thinking of this not as footage, but thinking of this as valuable data.
And with that data, Makin says police leaders can see exactly what happens, and not just in situations where officers use violence.
We want to get just at the intensity of the interaction. And you could imagine, you know, how important that would be is if you were to notice that a certain officer or in a certain neighborhood, those interactions start to become more intense over time, right? Ever so slightly, they are in many ways, let's say, amping up, right? They're increasing in their intensity. How important and valuable would that be if you could have an early intervention to talk to an officer, to get that officer perspective about why do you think these interactions are becoming more intense?
Already, police are starting to see the possibilities of all this. Gary Jenkins is the police chief in Pullman. All of his sworn officers and his code enforcers now wear body cams.
We do use that in a certain respect now to look at incidents and figure out ways that we could have done things better and try to look at it from a third party, which we can do with the video. But also, in moving forward, it will just help identify those good, bad, and gray area situations and allow us to figure out what does work and what doesn't work. And even beyond that, I mean, some of the research really is moving towards live analytics so that particularly when it's combined with biometrics, we could be notified of an incident that is heading down the road to be a potential use of force or a situation that might need more resources. And to get alerted to that early enough that we could provide those resources there or even interact live remotely with officers at the scene to maybe even help direct the activity there.
Jenkins can see a day soon when body cam footage is not only used for training officers, but for seeing what training works and doesn't work.
The past few years has been very tough for law enforcement and a lot of issues between law enforcement and the communities they serve. This type of advancement in the law enforcement profession, I think, has critical importance, particularly now because of those issues. And I think it really paves the way for a much more positive relationships between law enforcement and the communities they serve in the future.
Pete Combs, Como News.